B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Don't bring the heat today, Ant, because the phone line, apparently we're having technical difficulties.
Am I going to get through this?
Yeah, I don't know. You're mourning, I know. You got a black armband on.
Okay.
Here, I'll give it to you. Yeah. He's the okay guy.
Thanks. You got the black armband on, and it says BTH, RIP for the day. It brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
All right, what is the NL?
Yeah, so we got the National League
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So Christian Yelich will bat leadoff for the National League. Javi Baez bats second. Freddie Freeman will bat third. Cody Bellinger fourth.
Oof.
Nolan Arenado fifth.
Oof.
Josh Bell sixth. Wilson Contreras will bat seventh behind the plate. Ketel Marte bats eighth.
Damn.
And think about your ninth hitter is Ronald Acuna Jr.
I got to tell you, I like the National League. NL strong.
And Ryu's getting the start from the Dodgers.
I like the NL. NL strong. NL's got the better lineup.
Ryu Verlander.
It's a nice little matchup.
Yeah.
I know Verlander's got has Edge Verlander on the mound, but.
Imagine facing that lineup.
The NL's nasty.
Acuna's batting ninth. That's crazy.
Marte's eighth and Acuna's ninth.
Well,
first of all, listen to the top four. Was it Yelich?
Yelich, Baez, Freeman, Bellinger.
Those three out of four lefties. And then, man, oh man.
Did Yelich pull out of the home run derby?
Yeah, I thought so.
610-632-0975.
I'll tell you one thing. I like some of the rest of baseball more than the Phillies.
So you like
I'm
the All-Star
so
game?
I don't know why. Like, I'll watch the All-Star game.
Let's see that lineup.
I'll watch the.
How Verlander handles that lineup?
I'll watch the home run hitting contest. I love Josh Bell from the Pirates.
Mm-hmm. The Pirates are the team that's always great at drafting and developing guys, but then not having to get rid of them.
They have a good line, the Pirates.
It's amazing.
Not for nothing, don't they, Andrew? Their line's pretty good.
Yeah, but they'll probably start selling at some point.
But that kid Reynolds is good. Got the kid Dickerson's good.
Marte's probably going to be a guy that's on the market at some point.
Yeah, you can't trade Marte.
Who's the home run derby odds? Do we have odds on a home run derby?
Well, let me guess. Let me see if I guess.
I'll bring them up here as you're guessing. Let's see.
So, to me, Josh Bell's got to be the favorite.
He is, plus 275.
So, no Yelich, right? So, you got Vlad. You got Acuna.
Vlad's two at plus 400.
You got Vlad. Okay, and you got Acuna's there. I don't even know who's...
Acuna's fifth.
He's fifth?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about who the other participants are.
Yeah, Chapman from the A's.
Okay, he took Yelich's spot.
Fourth, by the way, plus 550.
Guerrero Jr. is
in
it. Bregman's in it.
I'm a big Bregman fan.
He's a nice player.
He's a good player.
Jock Peterson.
Bregman's seven.
How come no Bellinger? They go Jock Peterson, no Bellinger?
Number three is Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso.
Santana, plus 1,200.
Oh, hometown.
Mm-hmm. That may be that's a nice bet. A great payout.
Yeah, I don't think he can win it.
Well, let's go through this. Remember, they do a bracket now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, your one seed's Chapman versus Guerrero Jr.
I like
Guerrero. Who takes that first round matchup?
Vlad takes that. Well, he was only in that bracket because of Yelich.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Bell's minus 200 to advance in his first bracket over Acuna.
Oh my God! They have odds for that.
Yeah.
So your 2-7 matchup.
Acuna's plus 160 against Bell.
That's crazy. Who else we got?
2-7 matchup is Alonso Santana.
I gotta go Alonso over Santana.
That is. Let me give you the number on that. 180 for Alonso.
Minus 180.
Yeah.
Oh my
Santana's
God.
Plus 150.
All right.
Bell Acuna Jr. your 3-6 matchup.
Bell Acuna Jr. You gotta go Bell.
I go Bell.
Bell's ridiculous.
Yes. He's a home run hitter. Acuna Jr. is an all around good player.
Yeah. Okay. Who else?
4-5 is Bregman Peterson.
I go Bregman. What's the line?
Wow.
I'm gonna go Jock.
So
Jock almost won it. What? 15?
Yeah, I think you're right.
It is Peterson is minus 150. Bregman is plus 120.
I like Bregman. Bregman. You know why I like Bregman? He's got a quick swing.
Good for the derby?
I think he's got a quick swing.
There you go.
Here's a good one. How come, and this is from VG on the text board, Trout is never in the Derby. Like, that's the problem. You're going to have these games, and the best players aren't in it.
Well, how come LeBron's never in the dunk contest?
It should be mandatory. They should all be in it. Trout should be in it. Like, why isn't Mike Trout in the home run? Seriously.
Because you don't want to ruin his swing for the rest of the season.
You're not going to ruin your swing. Stop.
There is the home run derby curse.
Come on.
The curse of the derby.
Trout's gone for records,
Tom
man.
Tom Brown?
Bobby Abreu? He went through the curse, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of Bobby Abreu. Tom Brown just had that first half that was crazy.
Yeah, Bobby Abreu in that derby was outrageous, though.
Yeah.
He broke his bat. Yeah. All one of them.
Yeah, he was cooked. All right, some open lines. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Mickey in Eagleville. He joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Mick?
Hey, guys. First time I call you since you got your new slot. I'll tell you, you guys cover so much ground. I thought the phones were off. I was getting ready to hang up, but you guys cover so much ground with breaking down the new NBA teams and all that. You're fabulous.
Thank you, Mick.
The last time we spoke, I mentioned that my buddy was working the desk when your Mike Piazza story hit the local paper.
Oh, jeez, that's amazing.
Remember that?
I do. Wow, that's wild, Mick. That's amazing.
That was a big deal, with us. We had, and when we played, we worked in a society band, and we had a chance to meet you back then. And you guys are great together, man. I'm glad
Thanks,
it worked
bro.
Out.
We appreciate that.
And you cover so much ground. I was thinking about Chicago, and I'm a Vietnam era veteran, and I keep in touch with this one buddy from Rock Island, Illinois. And the Cubs finally won, the World Series, and so I was really happy for him. But he was breaking my stones when we signed Arrieta, and he said, "Man, I'm telling you." He said, this guy, he's not, he's got a bit of an attitude and he's on the downside. That's not why, that's why we're not signing him, So he just texted me with this last thing that, Arrieta did when he hit Frazier. And he was rubbing it in and, telling me, he said, "I told you, he's a wacko, and he's on the downside." And I had to get back at him, and I said, "Yeah, look, you got you Darvish, right? It's like, what good is he do? He hasn't won one game in Wrigley Field yet. He was injured all last year, and he still hasn't won a game."
Yeah,
for the Cubs.
What do you got on the Sixers there, Mick?
For the Sixers, it's like one thing is that, with all the new players and everything, I'm watching all their stuff, and the announcers go off on a tangent and are not calling the game. So I'm looking to try to figure out who these young players are. Who was the big guy for the Sixers? There was a guy on the court that was 7'4".
Pell.
You know who that is?
Yeah, the kid Pell.
Pell?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was impressive just obviously.
He's really raw. He's really, really raw.
Giant.
Yeah, listen,
7'4"?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane. But then again, you got to remember, though, when you're watching these summer league games, and you watch them to watch transferable skills.
Yeah.
Remember when Ben was in it? You wanted to see his court vision, his ability to distribute the ball, and we got Gaga over it. For the limited amount of summer league that he played that one year, but they're not playing against an NBA roster. So guys getting their shot off, you're not looking to see if a guy can get his shot off because they're not playing against true NBA teams.
Right.
You're looking to see how the shot looks, how the form and those things look. These aren't NBA players that are playing against per se. Their age basically are all the same age for the most part. So, we'll see what Shake is going to be able to do. We'll see what Zaire and Matisse. We'll see how those guys fit come the regular season, how they work themselves in.
Yeah, and you got that today, 3 o'clock.
Yep. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Wide open on the phones right now. And we've been talking a ton of Sixers again today, Ant, because of everything that went down over the holiday weekend. It was funny because LeBron did the decision, the big special with Jim Gray, and it was this huge production. But Kawhi, everything was so mum and reporters were I'm hearing this. This team's out 99%. The Clippers, I think Broussard said that. And Chris Carter was chiming in for some reason.
Yeah, what was his deal?
I don't know, but he was saying his decision's not made. And Kawhi was making it clear to teams to not leak information out. And he wanted everything to be understated. Then he took the plane back into Toronto. And there were helicopters following him, like Gus Bradley here in Philadelphia. And it was this crazy scene. And Kawhi is such an understated guy that the news breaks at 2:30 a.m. Eastern time. And you're going, what?
Yeah,
well, Friday into Saturday.
I know.
The ultimate news dump over a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so the polar opposite of the decision from LeBron. And he chooses the Clippers.
Yeah.
And we come to find out that Paul George is a part of the deal. And I guess Toronto tried to acquire Paul George but couldn't get it done. So, you know, when the Clippers could get it done, it became Kawhi to L.A. to play with the Clippers.
Yeah, that's the truth. By the way, he had mentioned the kid from Kumaji, who I think he was looking for. Pell is the kid that played in Delaware last. He's like 7 feet, and he's a really good rim protector. The kid at 7'4", he put on a lot of weight. He was 50 pounds lighter. I mean, that kid's a real project, that kid.
Wow.
Pell actually has a chance to make it.
Yeah.
The other kid doesn't.
So what comes out of everything that happened with the NBA in this past weekend is all of a sudden the Clippers vault to the top spot, according to Vegas, as the team to beat in the NBA. The second best odds are the Lakers, and then the Milwaukee Bucks and the Philadelphia 76ers. So that's kind of how it lays out. A crazy week for the NBA. What just, I mean, the drama and the names and where they went, Durant ending up with the Nets, not going to be able to play this year, along with Kyrie. And then you look at everything that kind of took place, that Kemba Walker to Boston, Mirotic goes back overseas and leaves Milwaukee. I mean, crazy stuff that happened all over the league.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's like a different product that's going to come this fall than the one we saw this past year.
I know.
It really is amazing. And then what's going on in Golden State and everything out there and where they kind of stand in the situation now. You don't see people chomping at the bit to take less money to go there right now. They're not the sexy team anymore. It's amazing. It's going to be a really interesting first couple months of the season as well, how these teams gel.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fascinating. Look, the whole thing is going to be a great season. It's as far as just the fairness, the competition, how it's all set up. I mean, but ultimately for the Sixers, it goes back down to it's going to be a 16-game season.
Yeah, apparently, Andrew, you got some audio from Paul George. This is from last year.
Yeah, so somebody on Twitter posted saying, you know, the caption was, "We should have seen this coming." And it's Paul George from training camp last year after he signed with the Thunder. And there was talks about him potentially going back to L.A. Remember all the Kawhi Leonard trade talk was happening. But Paul George sort of left the door open about him and Kawhi teaming up.
Last year.
From last year.
All right, play the audio.
Actually, me and Kawhi are pretty close. Actually, during the summer, we hung out and kind of talked and got together a little bit. And we did talk a little bit on that. But at the end of the day, just told him, just be open. You know, we both Southern Cal guys, and you know, we both wanted to come home, play for the city. But obviously, you know, my situation came up, and I was happy with it. Just told him be open about it. You know, be open about the situation, and just give wherever he goes. You know, at that time we didn't know where he was going. Just told him give wherever you're going, give him your everything, and you know, decide from there.
Whew. Why sign a 4-year deal then? Right?
I know.
If you're going to be open a year later because you knew Kawhi was going to be on the market, why sign the 4-year deal with the Thunder? Come on.
I know.
About that, keep the doors open, keep things open.
See, I got a problem with this. It's the one thing, like, it's been high drama and great to watch all this movement. And it's been incredible. Like a soap opera.
I don't understand your problem.
Well, my problem is that the contract doesn't mean anything. There's the lack of loyalty. Like, we're celebrating that the Sixers are going to sign. Ben Simmons got the deal, and we don't have to worry about him going to L.A. anymore. What the player goes into the front office is, I want to team up with player X because it's a dream of mine.
Yeah, but the team still has the hammer.
Yeah.
If it's that early in the contract. The reason why it usually happens the year before the contract is over is that the player wants out
instead of nothing.
And the team goes, all right, well, I want to get something for him before he rolls.
I mean, AD had a year and a half left.
Okay, but
Kyrie had two.
That's when you usually do it. And as far as Paul George is concerned, I mean, And the Kyrie thing, that one's a little shady too, because there was
LeBron
was like kind of pushing him out the door. So, and as far as the Paul George stuff is concerned, OKC met out like a bandit.
Well, they got a great deal, but the thing is, for other teams, you may have to start over. You know what I mean? You're building up this team, and then guys decide just to jettison in the middle of a contract.
Yeah, but the guys only leave if you can't win.
But
Paul George looks around and goes, I'm going to be stuck with Westbrook.
Well, why'd he sign there last year?
Okay, well, I hear you. Maybe he didn't want to go to the Lakers last year. Or the Sixers.
Or the Clippers.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get it. Guys are trying to maximize their chances.
And all of a sudden,
he has a
whole nother year with Westbrook, and he goes, you know what? I'm not enjoying this. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
so he thought maybe he'll change. Well, maybe he'll change. Maybe he'll actually distribute.
Or maybe he goes, you know, whatever. And then he says it's a horrible, miserable playing with this guy. I can go play with Kawhi. Hey, what do you think? Can you make this happen? You know, I think it's so different that I know you read a story that lists all these other guys.
Yeah.
The circumstances are different.
Yeah, everyone's unique to itself. You're right about that. And there's a lot of different scenarios in play here. But the thing is why is it okay for players to tamper? Because that's what he's doing. It's not okay for owners to do that, or general managers to do that, or any other team representative. I mean, matter of fact, Tom Brand sat in here and told us about the Magic thing.
Yeah, but it's impossible to police players from talking to other players.
Yeah, I get it.
It's probably your friends.
I mean, they're just like shoving it in everybody's face. I mean, Paul George, the quote said, for a quiet guy, he's one hell of a recruiter regarding Kawhi.
Okay, well, you know, I don't see the big deal.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't like
that element of it.
There's a lot of people that agree with you. I'm in the minority. I love the way it is. Right, I love this league. I love it. I can't wait
because it's ever changing
to watch
too.
It. And I think I love the fact that that Kawhi didn't want to go play with LeBron.
No, I like
and
that.
I
too.
Don't know about these reports that said, well, if you know they couldn't get that Paul George deal, he would have gone to the Lakers. Yeah. I don't know about that.
There's some conjecture to that. Yeah.
I don't know about that. All I know is that it sounded like to me like he wanted anything but to have to deal with to go play with LeBron.
Well,
and they shouldn't play together. They're two of the top three guys in the league.
The story that I read is from Ramona Shelburne on ESPN. She said initially that Kawhi went after Durant. He said he got a call. Durant said he got a call from Kawhi asking if he considered teaming up with him and signing with the Clippers. They'd be great compliments to each other. Leonard told Durant he's always been admired him and tremendous respect for him as a competitor. It says Durant was flattered and more than a little stunned, according to sources close to the situation. He didn't know that Leonard that well, so getting a recruiting call like that made a real impression on him. Although Kevin Durant decided to go to the Nets anyway, so. I don't know. I just don't like I don't like that the players are like flaunting the tent. I know it happens in sports and guys call and go, dude, you got to come here. You know what I mean? But I don't like it when it's a guy under contract. It's like, what's the point of the contract? You can just go in, as soon as you go into the front office and say, I want to go here, then it's an untenable situation. AD proved it last year.
Okay, so.
And he went public with it and got fined.
You know, I mean, it's the way it is. I mean, it's always the way. I mean, what are you going to do?
All right, it just sits wrong for me for some reason. It just doesn't, that part of it just doesn't sit right. I go, all's well that ends well. Kawhi ends up with the Clippers, doesn't join LeBron.
OKC gets all kinds, they get to reshape their whole team.
Mm-hmm. And now they got to move Westbrook.
But listen, they're better off doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're better off, they weren't going to win, and they're not going to win with Westbrook. So you're better off going to take the long route and try to rebuild again and see if you can get, you know, build yourself a true contender.
It would be fun if Westbrook was with Toronto because of that Embiid Westbrook thing from last year. There was a high drama there.
I can see him in Detroit. He fits with Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
You might as well if you're the Pistons. That's the guy. Or even the Heat. I don't know if the Heat have enough. But if you're the Pistons or the Heat, you might as well take a flyer and try to go get Russ.
Yeah, pick up another team jet because you're going to have to fly Jimmy and Russ on separate planes.
They'll be best buddies.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, they'll act like they're best buddies. Yeah.
For about 3 weeks. 610-632-0975. Reed in Charlotte's on the Fanatic. What's up, Reed?
What's up, brothers? How you guys doing?
Yo, Reed.
Yeah, well, you had, as you had mentioned, he was talking about Kumanji, but he was talking about Pell, but you had mentioned Kumanji. I think Pell got a shot to actually, I mean, sign him to a two-way deal.
Yeah, I think Pell's pretty, Pell, listen, I thought he met Pell, the guy that showed some promise.
Yeah.
The kid Kumanji can't play. I mean, you know.
Right, yeah.
But Pell,
Pell can.
Yeah, like he can protect the rim a little bit. I mean, you know, I mean, he's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, he's 7 feet. He got quick burst.
Yeah.
He's got good hands. I mean, he's 26. So he's not a kid. I think you'll see him on our 12 man, you know, or at least.
Maybe. You know, two-way guys. Yeah.
Yeah, one of two-way guys. So if Embiid or Horford go out for a couple weeks, tell him to come up. You know, Shayok as well. I mean, he's a player. And I'm watching Thibault and Smith. And you know, people said Thibault can't shoot, but yeah, he had 4 threes yesterday.
It was funny because when we had him on, he said, "You why?" He goes, "No, I can shoot, man." He goes, "I can shoot," because it was the team, the way the team was. So
that was his role.
He could play some. I tell you one thing. I think the kid knows the game. Like, he's a 4-year player, so you can see he knows the game.
A little bit more mature coming out. Yep. I like the fact that I love a guy that embraces the fact that he's a defensive stopper. Like, that's not, like, you don't see that on SportsCenter, right?
Reed, did you watch?
He's an unselfish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, Anthony? Did I watch what?
Did you watch the games, right?
Yeah.
Did you see, don't you think Shake tried too hard right now?
I think Shake, I think Shake is feeling the pressure of that contract, and I really think he's trying too hard. I mean, they signed him to a deal, they saw something in him. But he's not taking care of the ball, and it's like his shot is struggling. Shake is struggling right now. Hopefully today he comes out, plays a little better.
Yeah.
But Thibault, Smith is looking good, and Pell and Shake. I mean, those are the four guys that are going to be on our roster. So those are guys I'm watching, and the other guy too is a shooter, 35. But hey, man, they look good. But I gotta tell you this: my wife's a Purdue alum. I got to tell you, man.
Carson Edwards.
Looking at Carson Edwards in that Boston Celtics jersey yesterday, you know, he's short, but he's not small. And I think that's people saying he's small. Yeah, he's 6 foot, but he's thick. He's solid. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's going to bug me every time I see it that we draft him.
I hear you. I still got to see. You know, listen, you know, I still got to see if he can do it in this league consistently. He did have a lot of, you know, 7 for 21 games.
A lot of
at
volume.
Purdue.
Volume shooter.
That's what he was.
Yep.
He had the ball in his hands all the time and, you know, fire away. I mean, he's smaller. You know, we'll see. I just don't want it to eat people up because I know it will.
You know, the Boston element always helps that. 610-632-0975. Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
1:30 on a Monday. Chicken, another one. July the 8th. Put a cross through it. Put the X through it.
Another day. Another day closer. Let me give you the countdown, Ant. You ready?
Yeah.
I've got all these things in here, my phone and my countdown app for you. Eagles training camp. It's going to start July 24th. That's when they'll assemble. I put it 10 a.m. So 15 days, 20 hours, 27 minutes, and 35 seconds. Florida, Miami. College football. 47 days, 5 hours, and 27 minutes. NFL, 59 days, 6 hours, and 47 minutes.
There you go.
27?
Yeah.
All right. He says, I got baseball hate in my heart. Meanwhile, the man's got more hockey hate in his heart than I can imagine.
what was the 27 want?
He said, nobody's playing baseball? How many Americans are on that National League team? But it's not about guys that are in the big leagues now. It's about participation numbers of the sport now. Youth baseball now. Those guys obviously played youth baseball a long time ago.
Listen, as a, as somebody who has kids and they play baseball, I mean, kids still play baseball. But
yeah, I'm not saying none of them.
I don't think they play. I don't think they play with the propensity that they used to be.
No. Well, the numbers indicate that.
But look at football.
It's even down even more.
I heard something, and I got to talk about this tomorrow. It's on my list.
Yeah, I talked to my son's friend. I got to talk about that, too.
I'm so forlorn. So I got a buddy of mine, Lincoln Kennedy. We do our show together.
Former Raider.
So we're talking about this, and he told me Saturday. He said, dude, the football league in the city of San Diego no longer has a football. Do they play football anymore?
What, for kids?
Yep.
What do you mean?
I mean, they canceled the Pee Wee, whatever, where it was Pop Warner League.
What? Why?
They canceled the Pop Warner League.
There's no enrollment?
They don't have enough to play.
Oh, my God.
What's up, cuz?
In a city like San Francisco, or San Diego, too.
Mr. Baseball over here. Just got a little point. He says, well, nobody's playing baseball anymore. Nobody's playing football either. But when they get older, they play football. That's how you spawn more players. There's more college players now than ever. So they may eliminate the Pop Warner. It doesn't it doesn't keep kids from playing football when they get older.
No, but they don't. Honestly, they're not playing football.
Playing football, but it doesn't seem to hurt the college, the greatness that colleges produce, football players. So,
with the same propensity as they did before.
Doesn't seem to be a depletion of college football players.
I don't know that. And let's see where time.
Let's see where players every year.
What are you talking about? Let's see where time takes
us. Baseball.
And oh, by the way, they've also opened up new avenues. Like there's more football players coming out of the Pacific Rim because they need to.
All right,
but we don't know the effects.
But the majority are American. All right. So the bottom line football, is, even though parents are afraid to have their kids play football. When they get older, they're playing football.
But I got to tell you something. I don't know what you're looking. I don't know where you're coming from. This is a recent phenomenon.
Yeah, it's been a recent phenomenon for a really long time that people aren't playing.
No, it's not. It's a recent phenomenon over the last 5 years.
That kids aren't playing football. It's been going on for forever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Soccer leagues replace football leagues.
Lacrosse is replacing a lot, too.
You're wrong.
Across America.
You're wrong.
Yeah, lacrosse is
for the last 5 years. The last 5 years, there has been a stark decrease in kids playing football. And it happens because of mommies not wanting kids to play.
Concussions.
And that's the last 5 years.
Has it hurt the product?
Well, let's see after a legitimate amount of time where you would actually organically feel it.
So
10 years from now.
All right, so we're going to be dead by the time we look at the effect of it. Well, I'll be dead. You'll still be alive. Well, let me talk. Mr. Baseball.
He's all rankled about me.
Baseball comes
not
out.
Not what you said.
Because he uses it as a weapon, baseball, because he needs a weapon to counter the anti-hockey rhetoric. So he comes out, and you know it's true. You're laughing over there, but you know it's true.
These are the things that go on in his head.
So he makes a statement. Nobody's playing baseball.
I'm going to leave. You guys can enjoy yourself.
No, just quick.
No, I'm going.
Nobody's playing baseball anymore is what he says. Nobody's playing baseball anymore.
I didn't say numbers are down dramatically.
And yet, the National League All-Star Team has the youngest team in the history of the All-Star Game.
Mm-hmm.
They're all under 27, and they're all and 27 of the roster are American kids. So where's that correlate, Mr.
See,
Baseball?
That, again, just like the football thing, it takes time as kids leave a sport. It takes time, and like the supplementation you brought it up in the NFL of more NFL players coming from outside of the United States.
It's very small.
It takes time for that to fully play through.
The football thing truly is recent. But let's talk baseball for a second, because I really want to talk to you.
Okay.
I don't enjoy the game as much as I don't. Listen, I'm a loser. I got nothing to do but watch sports. I love sports. It's not as good as it's just not. The game doesn't feel it.
What? Pitchers throw harder, hitters hit more home runs.
I don't feel it.
Did you feel it when McGuire and Sosa were hitting home runs?
I covered the thing.
Home runs were a throw. Why aren't home runs a throw now?
I don't know. Maybe they're passe.
Maybe
they're passe.
16 teams are on a record pace.
You don't have the patience for baseball anymore because you've gotten older.
No, well, I think it would be work the opposite, that young people wouldn't have the patience for baseball.
Yeah, but you're an action guy. You want the action. You want football.
But maybe, that's the whole, listen, I like, love baseball, right? Uh-huh. I got two kids that I make sure that I push the game on. The game, the way it's played now, isn't as exciting. I don't know. I can't put my thumb on it.
I don't agree with you.
That's fine. You don't feel it. No. Except everybody else I talk to feels it.
Yeah, but everybody else says it, but they still go to the ballpark. When a team's good, they still go to the ballpark.
Okay, well, that's a novelty.
That has never changed.
I'm not saying that people are petitioning the game.
All right, well, then
and they're out there with
things. How's it being
hurt?
How's it being hurt, the game?
Local ratings aren't good everywhere.
But the national ratings are great. And the revenue stream compared to what? Well, listen.
Compared to the NBA? I guarantee the NBA is better than the MLB ratings.
Again, we're getting to compare it. I love every sport equal.
I don't know what you mean.
That's not true.
It is.
I do too.
Except for the ones we don't talk about.
Yeah. I do too. I view sports like my kids.
Uh-huh.
But I look at baseball and I love baseball.
You're just not in love with it.
But this MLB, like I like, I don't know. I can't explain it. So
you like other teams more than you like your local team right now.
Well, that's just
right. More now than I ever like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think that's because you like to play devil's advocate.
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you believe him. How could I not like baseball in a day and age when guys throw 95? I was watching a guy in a Futures game last
night. Well, where
are
the Phillies playing throwing? Where are all those Phillies guys
that's
throwing?
That's a different conversation.
But I'm watching the Futures game last night. There's a guy, he's not even in a major league. There's 101. The guy from the Blue Jays, right? Yeah, I'm going, pitchers throw harder.
We got Cole Irvin. What are you worried about?
More home runs because it takes more acumen to hit a home run. I know about the baseballs. I get it. But you think it's hard? You think it's easy to hit 95 to 100?
Dude,
still the hardest thing to do in sports.
I like it. The game improves, just like the NBA. I love the NBA now more than ever.
The evolution.
Because the athleticism.
I love the NBA.
All right. Well, it's the same thing to me.
I disagree.
The athleticism and the acumen in the game improves. How is it a worse game?
Where's the acumen is improved?
As far
where?
As hitting more home runs. And well, hitting, again, that,
I'll argue with you. The hitting more home runs is
like
an
it.
External. No, it's external. It's and you talked about the seams. Huh? You know when the thing's wrapped too tight. You understand it's an external thing. It's not.
I sit back when baseball was at the highest popularity. When those guys, steroid guys, were hitting monster home runs, and now we don't like home runs. I don't get it. I don't get people. And I blame Martinez.
You're an old school guy. I believe that you truly do love the game now more than you ever do. I believe that.
How do you not love 95 to 100 and more home runs? I don't get that.
Dude, there's like a half dozen pitchers that are... other. Than, like, let me ask you a question.
They all throw 95.
Because I love pitching, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love to watch Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
And I like there's like a dozen or so pitchers that are really worth watching. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of trash.
Yeah, but they all throw 95.
So what? They all throw 95. I don't know. Give me something.
Harder to hit 95,
so,
no matter
what. Well, is there movement on it? Somebody throws 95 straight, what does that do?
All right.
Goes out of the park.
Big deal. That's not great pitching.
Here's the problem. When he starts dude me, he's starting to get aggravated. It's time for me to get out.
You know, when he starts, you have your sense.
When he starts dude me.
Mikey Miss, coming up top of the hour. It is the midday show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I gotta tell you about Window Nation, because the summer savings event is underway, and if you need new windows, try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. No limit. I know you like free, but how about 0-0-0, where you can make zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months on any style, vinyl, wood, fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates we live in right here in the Northeast. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation is going to come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and they'll accommodate your busy schedule and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. A price with a 30-day price protection guarantee. And all Window Nation windows, they come with a true lifetime warranty, plus over 10,000 positive online reviews. You're not going to get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal not going to be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free, no limit, plus 0-0-0. Zero down payment, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. And you're going to save thousands. So call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION, or windownation.com. Get your free windows and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
You have some water?
148. You know what's funny? Like, we're talking about these sports and kids playing sports. See, the thing that hurts is that the era of kids playing three sports is over.
Fall, winter, spring, yeah.
Like, you're not doing that.
And you got to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody keeps pushing it further and further. You got to play all year round.
Look at your kid playing hockey, like, all year round. Like, you can't play another sport.
Yeah.
You know, being a baseball kid, you can't play football.
Yeah.
Because you got fall ball.
Yeah, remember the days of, like, the three-sport Letterman?
Yeah.
You can't do it anymore.
Nah, but, like,
it's rare.
You know, it's a shame because the thing I worry about with kids that play, you know, and my little one, listen, I go play whatever you want, you know, and play as many sports as you want. But you worry about, like, these kids getting burned out.
Yeah, it happens. When you're concentrated that much on one at all times of the year, that does happen. And to me, playing more sports is better because the transferable skills that you gain playing baseball with your hand-eye coordination and your ability to track balls and all those things help in another sport.
It is interesting what Mikey says about, you know, baseball. And I look at it and I have had trouble all year putting my finger on it. And, you know, maybe it's what he said that, you know, when your brain changes.
Yep.
But I've watched, like, I love the playoffs. You know, it's, but this year I've struggled with patience.
Yeah.
You know, I watch these games and I'm a fan of the game, so I watch the game. But I do think the game is different. The game is played differently. I don't know.
I agree with Mike's theory.
Corbin pitch or, you know, Scherzer.
Sure.
Or, you know, that's, I love Verlander.
You love watching that.
I like watching
life.
Pitching.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the approach and maybe that's, you know, maybe it's just down year for me.
Yeah, like I get his point. Like I look at it and you go, well, if the athletes are bigger, faster, stronger, they can throw harder and they're still hitting home runs, then it's automatically better. I look at that in the sport I love, in hockey. I go, yeah, the guys are. You watch a game now and you watch a game from 15 years ago, it looks like a different sport. Because it's like this thing is, one's being played in mud and the other one's playing at hyper speed, like a video game almost.
Yeah, you know? I mean, like, sports, you know, when we talk about baseball,
yeah.
Mike mischaracterized the whole thing, like in the sense that, you know, it's not about, you know, I'm not going, the sport was better in 1999. I was talking like last 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, what happened in Philadelphia from 06 through 12, we were Phillies crazed.
Yeah.
So that's 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's not that, it's not ancient.
The game has changed.
It's changing fast.
Markedly over the last 5 years. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, the analytics of it is forcing some big, big change. Let's get to B-Hawk real quick here in Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, B-Hawk?
Yo, cuz, yeah, I just heard that conversation. I ain't gonna front, the Royd era was no joke, though. I was a young buck.
It's exciting.
When they were smacking that thing out, but I know you guys are up against the break, but man, Lakers just signed Avery Bradley.
Yeah, it's a big signing, man.
That's a big signing, man. He got something to prove, too. He got something. The league, Jason, I'm riding with both of y'all, but what's going on? Shout out to Dame Lillard. I'm a fan of, you know, I'd rather see these guys play against each other. It is kind of crazy because it's a players' league and the players got control. There's one person to blame for it, LeBron. And it's crazy because the competition is getting sucked up. Dame Lillard spoke up against it.
I heard it, yeah.
You know, he spoke. But you know what? Look what we have now. Thibault can shoot. The formula's good. But you know what? Mac, they're trying too hard because Thibault is open on the wing and they're not kicking him out to the ball. Thibault have a field day at the three-point line in the summer league. Just watch how many times they pass up on him when he's just sitting wide open, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
No.
But I tell you one.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, so what'd you say, brother?
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
But I like what we see. I mean, Zaire's looking, Tom Notch, Pell look like you make the team. I'm just loving the Sixers right now, man. This thing is getting, it's crazy out of control, man. But the East is for the taking, man.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right on, baby. By the way, OKC on the record now. For the first time, open to trading Russell Westbrook. So we thought that would be the case, and now they're, you know, which makes perfect sense.
You see where he ends up.
You know, just stockpile all the assets you can.
Is it Detroit? Is it Toronto? Is
Miami?
Yeah. Is it in the Western Conference? So they probably, I mean, I don't imagine they don't care if they trade him to the Western Conference. They're clearly Massive reconstruction rebuild mode.
Now. It's the where though. Like who would?
What he brings back? They're going to control
where,
the draft.
Where
man.
He goes, he's got to go east. I can't see them. I'm trying to figure where he.
Houston's
again,
been mentioned in the
West.
Yeah,
I just don't know. I don't think Houston's got enough.
Yeah, they've already gotten a lot in return for Paul George, so it'll be interesting. They've already been down that road with those two way back when. So we'll see.
That'd be crazy. Harden's yeah. Westbrook again. Yeah,
CP3.
Yeah, he don't fit at all on that team.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, stay tuned. The aforementioned, you got a little sneak peek of Mikey Miss. You got him from 2 to 6 right here. And our handoff, as always, is brought to you by the Philadelphia Hand-to-Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Andrew comes up with the baseball show tonight at 6. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.